Love y'all.
Guys?
Keep that frequency clear.
Golly, this is so great. Let's watch some fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are... Edge.
Coming at you! Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, another MMA podcast. We're coming at you live and unedited from the mean streets of Danville, California, Brantford, Ontario, Canada, the woman down south, the beautiful Pam, and of course, the man in the red, in the blue corner, hopefully he's not underwater, right? Marco from Waco. Gosh, and by the way, first and foremost, our thoughts and prayers go out to anyone that's being affected right now in the disaster that's going on in Houston. We hope everyone's safe and sound as much as they can be, and gosh, hopefully let's keep it all to a minimum, right, guys? Let's meet the host, guys. Coming out of the south corner. How about that, Pammy? The Blue Devil corner. I gave it to you right this time, right? And we can't hear Proteus yet because he's on mute. But you'll be fine, Pro. Trust me, you'll be fine. Coming out of the blue corner, the beautiful Pam, who has some nice things to say, I think, this time about Conor McGregor. Hit it!
Well, I, for one, am not going to be shaking my shillelagh stick tomorrow. So, good evening, everyone.
So, you will not be doing the river dance tonight? Is that fair?
I will not.
Darn. All right. Well, Pro, I mean, there goes that idea.
Not going to be shaking my shamrocks.
Good Lord.
Excuse me, bitch.
Well, so much for that, Proteus. I was about to play the River Dance soundtrack, but that's not going to happen. All right. Coming out of the red corner. That's the Canadian red corner. That's a play on words, kids. Look that up. Canada, right, Hoser? The one and only. The man who is putting on his McGregor t-shirt as we speak. Hit it!
Waza!
There you are.
Oh, that's, man, that makes me laugh. It's not going to make me laugh when he gives his predictions, but for now, it's making us laugh. Right, Marco? Clever editing there. All right, let's hit it. Let's hit it. The man who, thank God, is not living in the down under. Hopefully not underwater. Gosh. Let's hit it. The one and only Marco from Waco.
Marco from Waco. ¿Qué pasa, Marcos? I'm trying not to get wet, man.
Marco, how is everything? Give us a heads up. Give us a heads up of what's going on in Texas right now.
Well, Category 4 hurricane is going to hit Corpus Christi and Houston. Big shout out to Joe from Houston, you know, old friend of the show. Hopefully he's going to be okay. I'm going to try to contact him later. Here in Waco, we're far away from the coast, but we're going to get all the rain, some of the wind. And this thing can spin tornadoes regardless of how far away it is, you know, because it affects the whole state. So, yeah, we're on a storm watch right now. It's going to rain for like 3 days straight. It's going to dump a lot of water, a lot of flash floods. So it's going to be kind of freaky dangerous for the next couple of days here.
It sounds like North Carolina weather.
No joking matter on this one.
No, that's so funny. Yeah, well, don't you remember, was it last year when we went through, Matthew? And I had called in and I was mad to have my phone.
You guys were out of water, right? You guys, you guys were out of gas and water and all that? Yeah.
Everything. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
But the funny thing is...
The line up at the liquor store, I remember that.
For real. You know what's funny is here, I don't know about over there, but the first thing people do, they don't go buy water, they go to the liquor store. Oh, yeah. Everybody goes to the liquor store first, and then milk and bread. There is no milk and bread. So do people make French toast when it's flooding? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, don't get mad if the gas prices go up 30 or 40 cents because all the refineries are in Houston and they're all shut down.
That's all right. We got our own up here in Canada.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, ooh, gosh.
Yep.
All right. Wow.
What are we talking about?
I use my broom to save gas.
Yeah, but seriously, we want to make sure that everything, that everyone is safe and sound, as safe as it can be, and thoughts and positive thoughts and prayers go out to
Absolutely.
Those people. And, you know, we want to make sure certainly all kidding aside, we want to make sure that everyone is safe and sound, guys. Listen, before we go into Proteus's favorite subject, Mayweather-McGregor, guys, let's get into some of the news, guys, because there's a lot to talk about, and we're going to keep this show short. Pam and I were thinking of maybe doing the Fight Companion with Bellator, but we got too much stuff to talk about. Bellator is going on right now, guys, so shout out to Bellator and Bellator Nation. Let's get into this, guys, because there's a lot of talk. Let's go into it right away. John Jones, guys. John Jones has been notified by USADA of a potential doping violation, and this would be his second one, so it would have numerous ramifications. Let's start off with the one and only Marco. Marco, John Jones, will he be suspended? Thoughts?
I guess so much to say about this subject. You know, I am one of the biggest John Jones fans, man. I'm rooting for the guy. I cannot defend this son of a bitch anymore, man. I can't. I just can't. Now, from the legal perspective, I keep reminding people, USADA is not a commission. USADA doesn't sanction anything. The Nevada State Athletic, well, actually, the California State Athletic Commission was a sanctioning body. So let's see what the California State Athletic Commission does first. Because whatever the California State Athletic Commission, that is a governing body, does, will supersede what USADA does. So let's the process play out. Second of all, if they go into any heavy-handed kind of, you know, penalty for John Jones that I think he actually deserves, he can pull that through court. Because let's say the California gives him 1 year, and then USADA gave him 4 years. He can take that to court and actually might win, you know? Because USADA is a third-party private company that got no authority whatsoever. It's not a commission. It's not a governing body. It's a for-profit company. One last thing. Even if, let's say, USADA does give him a 4 years suspension and it goes through, what is stopping John Jones from saying screw it and put a Vitor Belfort and start fighting in Japan or ONE FC or Russia for millions of dollars and still make a living? You know, you are only as good as the jurisdiction you get. And, you know, I don't see it beyond John Jones because it's a screw up to actually do that just to keep making money. It's a shame because the guy is a super talent. The guy is probably the best fighter we ever seen in MMA. And, he just keep throwing it all away with stupid shit like this, man. I cannot defend him anymore. I hope they throw the book at him, but I don't know what that throwing the book at him is going to mean, if anything at all. He'd be better off retiring, you know, to try to save whatever legacy he got left. But I'm afraid that we'll see him in a couple of more years, and we'll try to freaking eat the whole thing of I am back and revenge and all the bullshit. I can't trust the guy anymore. I enjoy him, watching him fight, but I can't trust him anymore.
Well, not to say I told you so, but no, you know, but no, you know, when he made his post win speech and he was thanking everybody and, you know, and it was really a very heartfelt speech. And I thought it's like Marco said, you know, people that didn't like him, that made you kind of want to, oh, yeah, okay, well, let me, okay, maybe kind of a little bit have a change of heart. But, you know, how many chances does this guy get? And I was reading all the Twitter stuff, and, well, and all these people were like, well, we shouldn't kick a man while he's down. And, okay, well, how many times are you going to replay the same scenario? And, you know, to me, it's just wasted talent. And I can't respect somebody who, like I said, who is that talented and just throws it away. And I had said something when it was first posted. I said, let him go to RISN. I said, you know, he doesn't have to worry about any of that stuff. He goes to RISN, just like Marco said, go to any of these other organizations that don't have the drug testing or aren't sanctioned. But, like I said, I was never really a fan of him or his antics. And, you know, right there, it just, he just proved to me. So is he the GOAT? The GOAT of stupidity, yes.
Proteus?
Yes, sir. Okay, so there is a lot to unpack here. Obviously, John Jones is innocent until proven guilty. He has his opportunity to have his fair due. We should not judge him before we get all the information. Having said that, the report on what was actually found doesn't really make sense for John Jones to do in between, you know, weigh-ins and fight night. I don't know. I'm not a chemist. I don't know if this particular steroid would have done him any good in between. I don't know because apparently this particular Tony, do you have the particular name of the steroid so we can focus in on it?
It's I'm looking it up right now. Go ahead.
Or Deandrol, I think it's something like that. Anyways, apparently this particular steroid is used for building fine muscle, and it leaves the system very, very quickly. So my question is, would John Jones, if John Jones was taking this and just, you know, kind of getting lucky the seven times he was tested previously before the fight, because it's a quick acting steroid, I don't understand why he would take it unless he was like kind of having to build upon the steroids that he was taking previously to the fight. It just doesn't make sense because it's not something that would have helped him right away in that fight. It's not something that would have, you know, aided him in that fight. It's for building fine muscle. It doesn't make any sense for him to be taking. Oh, thank you, Tony. It's Turanabol. It doesn't make any sense for him to have taken that particular steroid because it doesn't do anything, you know, it doesn't do anything to help that performance. So I'm not, like I said, I'm not a chemist. I don't understand why he would have taken this particular steroid. I don't understand why the seven tests that he took previously in that year leading up to the fight would not have shown him. And these are random tests, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, random tests. So he does not know when the test is coming. This particular test that he tested positive for, he knew that was coming. So why the hell would he take a steroid leading up to a test that he knew he was going to have to take? Very, very questionable. Now, we also know that things can get contaminated when they're tested, right, DJ Tony? And I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna throw back to something that you said, Tony, that USADA, when we were having a conversation about USADA coming into the UFC, you said, caution everybody, USADA is not what you think they are. USADA is not the end all be all. Do you remember saying that, Tony?
Oh, without a doubt.
He does now.
Yeah. So this is the question. I don't know whether or not they made a mistake. There's no way for us to know that, but mistakes do happen. And I am willing, unlike the other two co-hosts on this show, I'm willing to give John Jones his benefit of the doubt. If it comes back that he did recklessly make a mistake, as he has done in the past, and I am not going to say that John Jones is a saint. I am not going to say that he hasn't done stupid things in the past. He has. This would go along with his track record. But I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, Tony, and I want to be able to say, let's let it take its course. Let's let the legal and all the governing bodies do their job and find out what actually happened. I'm very interested to see whether or not the B sample comes back positive as well, because you never know if the testing machine was contaminated in the first place. Sorry, I've rambled. Go, Tony.
Okay.
Hey, no, guys, hold on, Marco.
I got some information. Mike Bond, an MMA junkie, reported that the same drug that John Jones tested positive for is the same one that Frank Mir tested positive for. Oddly enough, Frank Mir tested positive on fight night. John Jones tested positive the night before on weigh night. And I also think it's a little bit odd that he tested on weigh night. I would like to see the sample of the post-fight test, because they also got tested the day of the fight. Right after the fight, they have to go and pee on the cop. I would like to see the test of that, because that can be a form of contention. You know, why is my post-fight test clean and this one is dirty? You know, what is the deal here? So, yeah, we have to let the process play out. But it's a little bit odd that the same drug that is a very old drug. This steroid was used back on the Olympics in the 60s, man. Like the East German team, you know, all those female athletes that looked like men used to use that freaking drug. That is the kind of drug that is very old and actually very easy to detect. It's not like it is a super chemical compound, hard to detect. They test for that thing all the time because it's one of the oldest ones in the book. It makes no sense to me unless the scene play out. But a little bit of a flag there that Frank Mir, that was also training in Albuquerque at the time when he got flagged, set off for the same freaking drug. So, you know, where there's smoke, sometimes there is a lot of fire.
Hey, Pam, I'm going to throw to you, but before I throw to you, obviously shout out, by the way, and congrats to Dan Tom, who joined MMA Junkie. So he actually had something to say about this, actually gave some really good information. The one thing that's important to note, Marco, that you might be wrong in, according to what Dan Tom was saying, is that, yeah, it's definitely an old drug, but it didn't really come into play in terms of testing again for it until recent years. And keep in mind, some of the older drugs, I don't know, I'm not a chemist, I'm certainly not a doctor, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn. But I will say this, guys, nothing, crickets on that one? Nothing? All right. But I will say this, guys.
I got it.
Yeah. I will say this, though, guys. Keep in mind that testing is I think we know that USADA / UFC, honestly, gives us what they want to give us. So it's important to know that. But keep this in mind, Proteus, and I'm throwing to you, Pam, on this one. This is a relatively mild anabolic, right? And it's used, keep in mind, guys, for cutting phases, the fat loss periods, the pre-contest bodybuilding. What's John Jones known for, you guys, is that he doesn't take weight cutting seriously till the very end. Because he doesn't. He's so athletic. He's so good. Listen, anyone's innocent until proven guilty. Unfortunately, for most MMA fans, it seems to be guilty until proven innocent. But we don't know. But what we have seen, Pam, is we have seen this before. So I'm going to ask you, Pam, will we see, will John Jones get away with this, yes or no? Assuming he's guilty. That's fair to say.
Okay, assuming he's guilty, I think not. Because, like I said, I think that if you read on some of the Twitter, Dana's comments, I think Dana's kind of fed up. And their relationship is pretty shaky anyway. So I think if it comes back that it is positive, I think that's it. I think they're going to cut all ties with them. I think they're going to void his contract. Although contractually speaking, are they obligated to, I mean, can they just cut him or what? And then what happens with the belt? Does it go back to DC? Does it, do they have another, you know, what happens if then?
If they release him, he's not tied up to the USADA ban anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So he can go anywhere. So no, they won't cut him. Second of all,
you don't think so?
They can't, if they release, what are you saying that Fran Mir has to get into an agreement with the USC to honor his USADA violation until April, so to get his release? Because if the USC would have released him like without the compromise, he could start fighting next month. So, if they release him, he automatically can go anywhere. Because USADA is not a commission. USADA got no power outside of the USC. We have to understand that. The California State Athletic Commission is the one with the power. So whatever they do, every other commission is going to honor. But what USADA said is only work for the fighters on the USC. As soon as you get released from the USC, it doesn't mean anything. As a matter of fact, if you go and fight for another promotion outside of the United States, it doesn't mean anything. Famously, Vito Belfort was sanctioned by the California State Athletic Commission. He went to Japan and he said, screw you guys, and he still got license in Nevada when he came back. So, that doesn't mean anything. Yeah, you got to let it play out. And I was going to have another point, but this came around.
Well, you know what? The one positive thing that I can say that came out of this is it took away from the freaking circus. I was so sick of that. So I was like, yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Exciting news.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it was such a breath of fresh air.
Okay. One point I want to bring up. Sorry, Marco, go ahead, and then I'll talk.
No, go ahead. Do your point, because I want to jump into something that is related but not the same. Go ahead.
I was just thinking that this announcement got the UFC back into the news in the very, very positive way. Well, a very, very big way, whilst this particular large fight was going on. And the first thing I thought to myself was, shit, that's a beautiful thing to do. You got the guy who's just broken, you know, or done the best this year on pay-per-view, and you run his name through the mud. And Danny Austin and I have been talking about this for weeks, about whether or not the UFC and the Empire are using this bad press, to promote themselves, right? There is no bad press, apparently.
They would be stupid not to.
Right. Got to get themselves back in the news, right, Pam?
Exactly.
We got a fight card in 8 days. Thank you, Tony.
Well, it's not a good way for the USC because
you are a traitor. Come on, Marco.
You. I'm sorry. You're a member of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Okay.
Perfect.
It's been about win for the UFC, man, because on Monday, Junior Dos Santos get flagged for diuretics. Then we got the John Jones news. Brian Stan, you know, commentator extraordinaire, decides to retire from commentating and go make millions of dollars on a real estate company and get his master's in business administration. So, not a good... And if, now we're going to transition to this. If Conor loses badly on tomorrow, that's going to be like the worst week on USC history with the bad news there.
Oh my God.
But I see the common threes. I think Junior, Brian, and John Jones was the three bad news. So let's hope it
just
stops there.
Say that.
So, GDR pulled out of that fight, too.
I will say this, though, guys, to be clear, I just sounded like Ariel. I don't think that this is, believe me, not all news is good news. I mean, meaning this is not good news, guys. The UFC has had a really bad year. The UFC has had actually really poor in terms of ratings, and losing their lone star that they have right now, guys, trust me, it's not like they're banking on this. This was bad news all the way around. the losing of a fight with, like Marco said, JDS and Ngannou, losing John Jones. Believe me, you guys, this is not the kind of news that Dana White and IMG or WME IMG is looking for.
The Empire.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, though? What do you think maybe they need this? I'm sorry. Do you think maybe they need this kind of a shakeup to kind of, okay, hey, okay, what's going on here? Something is not right. So maybe they need this kind of a shakeup to fix things and get things back to where, okay, you know what? Let's have some real fights again, not you know, circuses. I'm tired of, you know, the money fights and the circus and interim belts. I want to watch real fights again, which is, you know what I'm saying?
Let's not forget.
I'm a purist.
We the fans ask for the tougher drug testing. We the fans ask for USADA. We wanted, you know, the drugs away from the figure sports. And guess what? The biggest stars are getting caught. So let's not act all sanctimonious about it. We asked for it. And it's the biggest mofos are getting caught, you know, basically cheating or whatever the case may be, or taking taping supplements or whatever. We asked for it. So we are solving the consequences of what we asked for. I mean, the didn't have to do it. And they did it because we kept asking for it.
Let me
what
ask
does
you
that
guys
say
a question.
For the fighters that are clean, though? What does that say for their hard work and their diligence and their discipline to fight and stay clean? You know,
they're
cheating, get rid of them.
They're getting caught
out of there. Let me ask you guys a question real quick before you answer, Marco. Let me ask you guys a question real quick. Do we need to hear about these potential violations? Is this something that USADA needs to stop doing? Because, I mean, the shitstorm that has not only followed JDS, but that also has followed John Jones. I mean, should they not do the research first? Should they not find out what happened first before they release anything to the general public?
Well, damage you do and damage you don't, because if they were not doing it, we would be crying wolf and say, hey, what is your clarity? What are you not being open? And so... So you're on a catch-22 there. Should they release exactly what they tested positive for? I don't think the USADA actually did. I mean, if you see the statements of USADA and the USC, they never revealed what John Jones tested positive for. It was TNC.
Right. Very true.
The one that That's revealed right. that. Yeah. So I mean, let's give credit where credit is due. Now, how TNC got that information? That is, you know, somebody's leaking information that they shouldn't be leaking. Or maybe they're just blowing the smoke. But those leaks are getting up there. But when it comes to the organization itself, all they say is that this so-and-so fired his flag. And then, you know, some very good reporting out there get to their sources that they find out, you know, what's happening, you know. So let's give credit what credit is due.
All right, guys, let's go into let's talk about giving credit where credit is due. GDR. Jermaine Durandamy, the true featherweight champ in a very deep division of how many people, Proteus? Two?
Maybe one.
He actually was he was scheduled to fight the one and only and friend to the show, and hopefully she'll be on soon, Marion Renault, in Europe, of course. And guess what? She's out. Who's talking in the background? UFC Fight Night 115, guys, which was supposed
Veronica
to be September 2nd. Thanks, Veronica. Just for that, we're going to start calling Veronica Ronnie, right? I don't think she likes that nickname, right? She hates that nickname. So let's get into this, guys. Former UFC featherweight champion, the true champ, GDR, Jermaine Durandamy, is out of next week's UFC Fight Night 115 against friends of the show, Marion Renault. Marco, I'm throwing to you. Thoughts on the true champ, Jermaine Durandamy?
It's really a sham if, you know, she came and went and vacated. I don't really care about that girl right now. I'm so disappointed that she didn't fought Cyborg. And I was giving her a chance against Cyborg because she's actually a really good striker. But I got no sauce on Jermaine Durand. I mean, when she fights again, I'll watch. And, you know, she's going to have a very hard road to the 135 title. If she ever, you know, try to make a claim for the 145 title, I might gain some respect again, you know, fight Cyborg, and I might forgive your tactics. I'm not going to call you a coward because you're not a coward, but I think you dog Cyborg, and I truly believe that. So then I will talk about her. Right now, I don't really care about her.
Tammy?
You know, I'm kind of just over her. I was over her the first fight when she won the belt, and then because that fight was kind of iffy to me. But yeah, I'm just over her bullshit excuses, because I thought her hand had miraculously healed not too long ago, and now all of a sudden it miraculously unhealed. So, you know, if she doesn't want to fight, just strip her and get somebody that wants to fight. You know, because she's sketchy. She wants to, and then she doesn't want to, and then she gets hurt, and then it's a miracle she's not hurt, and then she gets hurt again, and then, you know, no, just go away, please.
Proteus?
Yeah, I'm here. this is not an excellent chapter for Durandamy in her career. Yes, she is the one-time and former featherweight champ of the women's division. I'm looking through the write-up of what has happened on this particular pullout, and I don't see anything. I don't see that it was a hand injury. I don't see that, you know, I don't see what the injury was that she had to pull out for on this fight. And again, this was something that was going to bring up tomorrow, Tony, with
the one and only
John Gooden. But I mean, it's just so
UFC, so, John Gooden.
Yes, exactly. One half of the UFC's European,
the Brit Pack,
Middle East, and African team. I just don't understand what's going on with Jermaine. We're like a week and a day from the fight, and all of a sudden we're pulling out of the fight. I just don't understand what's going on here. I mean, there's not enough information to go on right now to judge her, or to say that she's, you know, this, that, or the other. I just don't know what to think about this. It's unfortunate. I was looking forward to this fight. I thought that, you know, the co-main event had a nice storyline with Jermaine, and, you know, her giving up the title basically at 145. I just don't know what's going on here, Tony. I mean, she seems like she doesn't want to be fighting. I don't know that to be true, Tony, because I'm not in her corner. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what the injury was. So, mind blown, honestly. Mind just kind of blown.
You know, I guess she pulls out more than the rhythm method. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh.
I think she's happy being a police woman in Amsterdam and fighting. So
yeah.
If she wants to do that, let her do that, you know, because I know it's a head scratcher for me. One of the best kickboxers, female kickboxers up there, and she's pulling all this stuff. If she got a valid injury, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. But until I get more information, this whole thing it's a bad look for her regardless, man. It's just a bad look.
Yeah, and it's been a bad
year. By the way, for sure. By the way, we totally missed. Hold on, I was just, Pam, you ruined it. I was going to say, by the way, you guys just ruined a really good joke. Pam, hit it again.
I said, she pulls out more than the rhythm method.
But in them.
Darn, well, that's pretty damn good. By the way, that's very DJ Tony-esque.
Yeah.
You like
all right,
that?
Guys, let's get.
We're going to call her.
Guess what? I never pull out.
Oh. Oh, hold on. Proteus is on the board at the same time. Hang on, Pro.
I won't touch the board anymore. I apologize.
All right, guys, hold on. Let's talk about this. UFC, by the way, at Bellator tonight, AJ McKee wins a unanimous decision.
That was a good fight.
They're just showing. They're just showing a really good story right now. And by the way, don't forget, Goldie is on live on Spike TV. So Goldberg and Jimmy Smith, that's a really good combo, and they're showing some cute little girl. I think she's the daughter of Bruna, who's
Goldie
fighting right
DJ?
Now, guys. Let's go into UFC. What's that?
Goldie the DJ, the king of drum and bass.
Goldie
no.
Law.
No, Goldberg. Mike Goldberg.
Mike Goldberg.
All right, guys.
It was a joke, but I'm glad nobody got it. Boom, boom.
Hold on. Let's get into that. Hang on.
Excuse me, bitch.
Actually, you get one of these on that one, Pro.
For sure.
Y'all don't know who Goldie is? Jeez. Do your research. Goldie. Look in
there. All right, guys. All right, guys, let's move on to UFC 216, guys, because a lot of fights were recently announced. Ferguson, of course, versus McKee. We'll get into that. Friend to our show, Beneil Dariush versus Evan Dunham. We'll get Beneil on soon. Will Brooks versus Nick Lentz. Good card, sort of, but I will say this, Marco, there is no headliner here, Marco. The headliner is Sans headliner. So we go to you, Marco, UFC 216, thoughts on what should be the headliner, and Ferguson versus Kevin Lee. Do you guys like that? We go to you, Marco.
I want a Kevin, but, you know, Kevin Lee is a good guy. It's going to be a good fight. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be for a title, sort of.
Yeah.
Good for Kevin Lee and Ferguson. You know, they needed to sort of thing out. You know, McGregor is probably not going to fight until the end of the year anyway. But it's a good commercial thing for them. Kevin Lee keeps saying that he's going to beat Ferguson, he's going to go to Detroit and beat Khabib and be a defending champion when McGregor comes back. I don't know about that. I think, well, I'm not going to give my pick right now, so let's keep that for when the fight comes. But they needed a Stipe there. They needed a Stipe versus Kane, something like that to headline that October card. Otherwise, it's just a big fight night. It's a big Fox fight night. That is all it is. Of course, I'm going to pay because you know me. I am a freaking hardcore. But I'm going to be one of those probably 120,000, 150,000 people that are going to buy it. That's about it. It's an interesting card for the hardcore. There is really good fights in it. If you look into the fights themselves, the card is good. But it doesn't got that pop. It doesn't got that main event that is going to make you go like, wow, I really need to get this, you know, that is going to make the cash ones actually turn around and spend their money. So it's going to get sandwiched, you know, well, not really sandwiched, because the big card is going to be the next morning in New York City, you know, 217 with Bisping GSP and Dillashaw Garbrandt. That is the one that I'm really waiting for. But 216, yeah, we just passed the time with that one.
I'm just wondering, why they chose Lee and not Khabib for this fight? And is it that because they're afraid that he's going to pull out again? Because then people are talking about, oh, it's going to be McGregor and Khabib at the end of the year. And I'm thinking, would they risk that really with Khabib's history? But, you know, it's going to be a good fight. But why is Kevin Lee so angry all the time? He's like bipolar or something. But and you know what I noticed? He was wearing Adidas and not Reebok. So what's going to go on with that? Is he going to get fined for that?
Adidas is a parent company of Reebok, so he can get away with that.
Yep.
Dana does it all the time.
But, and then, you know what? Everybody's coming up, and I forgot when it's coming up, but Damian Maia and, was it Colby Covington was announced? But I don't remember what card it was going to be for. Do y'all remember?
Yeah, I got nothing on that one.
It's not on this one.
Okay. Well, he's already talking shit about how he was going to, you know, put Maya to sleep and everything. And I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. You're Jorge Masvidal's best friend, and I don't think you can beat Jorge Masvidal. And Maya beat Masvidal. So this guy, too, I think he just tries to stay relevant. I mean, he's a good fighter, but I mean, he talks so much crap. It's like, oh my gosh, it's like you should be on the Sci-Fi Channel. But I think it's going to be a fun card. You know, I like all the fights. I like all the fights, so I don't have anything bad to say. I'm looking forward to this Ferguson fight. I like Tony Ferguson. I'm not going to make any predictions as well, but I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm fine with the Kevin Lee fight. I think the fight was offered to Nurmi, and he said that he was injured, so they moved
again?
On. At least this is what Dana is saying, and of course, we don't really believe what Lord Dana says, but sometimes we have to just take it in and maybe, you know, take it through the wine filter and think maybe some of it is true. Anyways, I don't really have a problem with the fight. I don't have a problem with the fight card. I think, honestly, Tony, if they're going to do something with McGregor that is going to be worth the money that they are going to be paying him after this fight. And of course, Tony, they are going to have to pay McGregor after this fight. We are already hearing that Dana is warming to making him a partner in the UFC, making him a shareholder. I think that a fight with Nurmi in Russia at the end of the year makes a lot of sense for the company. It makes a lot of sense for McGregor. It makes a lot of sense you know, in the Empire days, this
You're
makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think that it makes sense.
It also makes sense.
Don't they have bubble wrap in Russia?
Oh,
you hear me?
Ba-doom, boom. Oh. I saw that joke earlier on today, Pam. That was great.
She's on, boy, she's on fire.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. Speaking Mark, of, do you know, guess what I had for breakfast?
Oh,
Thermosuzo!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real quick. And on Nurmi, the rumor was that like he was injured. But, other rumors said that he was holding out for more money. So whatever the truth lies, it's all in the middle. I cannot rely on Nurmi anymore, dude, because he's not fighting. And I can't care about the guy that he's not fighting. When he's in the freaking octagon, the guy is a killer. He's a straight killer. But how many times we have seen him in the last 4 years? Four times? That's it, man.
I think the last 5 years.
Yeah, I cannot care about you. He's injury prone, and then he failed to make weight, and then he doesn't fight on Ramadan, even though, you know, there is other, you know, guys of the Muslim faith that have fought in Ramadan, during Ramadan. Too many preconditions, man. And I mean, yes, you're a good guy, but you're not that good yet, you know. You're not the champion. And if you want the big money fight, you know, there is a McGregor fight, make a point to freaking earn it. I love him when he's in the octagon. I see him. On my eyes, he's the best lightweight in the planet. But because you're not on the octagon, I'm not seeing you fighting. I don't care right now.
And let's just remember where the champion of that division is right now, right? Let's remember the champion of that division is about to fight a boxing match in Las Vegas against a 49-0 boxer. So, I mean, who cares, right, at this point? I mean, exactly, Marco. Exactly, mate.
Let's get into the favorite subject that's been for everyone on ESPN, Fox Sports, all the MMA experts. Every single one of them. Stephen A. Smith. Never mind. I'm making myself laugh on that joke. All right, guys, let's go into it. When I start seeing like Stephen A. Smith talk MMA, you know, it's all, oh my gosh, it's gone for the crapper, guys. Let's get into it, guys.
And we laugh.
Well, he's better
That's
than Skip Bayless.
All right, guys, Floyd Mayweather Jr. will fight Conor Anthony McGregor. Tomorrow night, guys, August 26, 2017, at the T-Mobile Arena in Paradise, Nevada. That's right. Floyd Money Mayweather, guys. Are you listening to this music in the background, guys? Is this not getting to you at all? Come on, guys. All right. Floyd Money Mayweather, guys, 40 years young. All 5'8", I mean 5'5" of him, Grand Rapids, Michigan, with the support of Dub Nation's own Draymond Green, 49-0 with 26 KOs. He will fight the notorious Conor McGregor, guys, from Crumlin, Dublin, Ireland. Of course, he has the same record that I do professionally in boxing.
Whoop, whoop.
I think it got no? All right, let me do this again. Conor McGregor has the same record that Proteus does in professional boxing.
Whoop, whoop. I'm undefeated, too.
Right. 21-3, guys, in MMA with 18 KOs, 5'9", and he's a southpaw. Marco, we're going to go to you, Marco. Mayweather versus McGregor. That's right, guys. We are going into fight analysis and predictions. None of this Mayweather, have I been wrong yet? Have I been wrong yet? We will go into this.
Yeah.
Right, Marco?
Who's going to fight this bitch?
All right, Marco, we go to you. Mayweather versus McGregor.
Okay. Full disclosure, not a big aficionado of boxing, not a big fan of Mayweather. So I'm biased here. Today, Mayweather weighed 149.5 pounds. Tomorrow, Mayweather is going to weigh 149.5 pounds. McGregor weighed at 153. Tomorrow, he's going to be closer to 170.
All
so let's
points.
Take that into consideration. It's going to be a 20-pound difference. And I'm so sick and tired of hearing this boxing head saying that McGregor got no chance. None of these boxing heads have ever seen any of the Conor McGregor fights. Right? For what it's worth, the guy is one of the best strikers in the UFC. He got a left hand that put people to sleep. He embarrassed Eddie Alvarez, and Eddie Alvarez is a world-class athlete, with the four-punch combo that some boxers go through for. He has slept Jose Aldo with one left hand. He freaking slept Chad Mendes. He slept Dustin Poirier, Dennis Seaver, Diego Brandão. The only guy he didn't slept was freaking Max Holloway, the current USC featherweight champion, and he beat him with a freaking blown ACL. So a lot of people are selling Conor McGregor short on his toughness, on his desire, and he has been proven a lot of people wrong, man. Yeah, the conventional wisdom said that freaking Mayweather is going to cruise to a freaking 12-round decision victory. And if I was following conventional wisdom, I would say, yeah, Floyd Mayweather is going to cruise to a 12-round decision victory. He's the best boxer. But I don't think this is going to be a boxing match. I think McGregor is going to make it a fight. And McGregor is going to go for broke. And I think at one point or another, that left hand, because what always McGregor said, precision beats power, and timing beats speed. And what McGregor has very good timing and a lot of precision. It's going to connect, and it's going to change the outcome. The whole outlier of the fight is going to change when we see that left hand hit Mayweather. Mayweather's going to get surprised. He's going to get stunned. And one thing that McGregor is he got really good finishing instincts, man. I think McGregor's going to pull the miracle. It's going to be the miracle of the Mojave. On a four-round knockout, and I'm calling it like that. If I'm wrong, then everybody think I'm going to be wrong any damn way because everybody think Mayweather is going to win this shit. But if Mayweather wins, it's going to be a 12-round decision. But I'm calling the freaking knockout for McGregor on a four-round.
All right, Pammy, we're going to go to you because we've gone over the 45-minute mark.
Truthfully, in all honesty, I have no interest in this fight. To me, it's just a hyped-up exhibition fight. I mean, it's not even real boxing because the gloves are not even boxing gloves that they're using. They changed the weight of the gloves. You've got a contender that's fighting a 49-0 guy that has no experience boxing. So we're talking boxing, not MMA boxing. We're talking boxing, which is, you know, a strategic sport, if you will. And, you know, in truth, I have no interest in it.
What are we talking about?
Not one fuck, but I don't give two fucks about this fight. I'm actually going out tomorrow, and I'm watching some real fights. I'm going to watch a live MMA fight that's here locally, and I just don't care. But, you know, they talk about the left hand didn't seem to bother Nate with that left hand. And, you know, if you go back and look at the statistics of the second fight, Nate outboxed him. So that's all I have to say.
have a negative.
Have I been wrong yet?
Yeah, he did, but he didn't. But he didn't get knocked out.
He got dropped 3 times.
I don't give a fuck.
He didn't get knocked out.
Have I been wrong yet?
I don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna go over there and whoop some ass. So
Nate just called for you.
Everybody's on steroids.
Proteus, will it be the Mystic Mac or will it be the Money Man?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I agree with Pam. I have no interest in this fight.
I don't give a fuck.
However, I have predicted earlier on, maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, talking to Marco. Marco did sway me to think that, Conor McGregor wins this fight in three rounds by KO in order to have a rematch. Listen, guys, I know that it sounds silly that a professional boxer at 49-0, also at 40 years old, could beat Conor McGregor. I think that what we saw today at the weigh-ins is kind of what we've seen a lot of the time with Conor McGregor. I mean, the Irish pull into town in Vegas, and his Conor McGregor's opponents, they wilt because you can't beat that. I mean, the whole country is behind him. You know what I mean, guys? The whole country is behind him, and they are out in force, apparently. And they are shutting down the whole area. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck.
This fight, I am 100%. I am 100% not going to watch it. I have something planned. If that fight is on, I will somewhat pay attention to it, but I'm not going to search it out. I'm certainly not going to spend $100 to watch this BS, Tony. I am not. And I don't give a care.
To absolutely nobody.
Yeah, because I don't give a shit.
Give a fuck either.
I don't give a shit. It's fucking ridiculous. It should not have happened. I don't care. Y'all can watch it. Y'all can spend your $100 and pay your... Anyways, I'm getting out of control. Y'all can pay all you want to listen to the hype. If Conor McGregor knocks him out, I will be in my heaven because I know 100% that shit set up, that the rematch is worth 100,000 times more. And guess what? That fight against Pauly Malignaggi, Zuffa Boxing, baby. That's where that's going to happen.
Oh, God.
Hey, I want to hear him say y'all in Canadian again. That was pretty good.
Y'all?
Y'all, there you go.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
All right, guys, let's get out of here. All right, so, Marco, official prediction. Hit it.
Conor for round knockout.
All right, Pammy, you got to predict. Official prediction with Cedric, the crazy bird in the background.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Can we get him to say fucker? Can we get him to say fucker?
Oh, my God. Did I tell you that? Let me tell you this real quick.
Alternative facts.
So Veronica takes him to the vet the other day because he has to get his nails done. And she's sitting there, and this woman walks in, and she's like, oh, what a cute bird. Can my dog see him? And it's kind of like a puppy. And Veronica says, sure. So the dog gets close to Cedric, and he starts yelling, no, 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 because he'll say, no, 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 no. And then he called the dog a fucker right there in the vet, and everybody heard.
Wow.
So my prediction, you know what, I got to go with Mayweather. I'm sorry. I don't know which round, but I got to go with Mayweather because this is the issue that I have real quick. You know, you pulled out a fighter out of retirement. It's almost twice his age. It changed the size of the gloves.
All right.
Submission. I call Mayweather by submission.
A real prediction. Oh. All right, now, hold on.
All Are there submissions in boxing?
Exactly, there
That's
are not.
What I mean, a real
yeah.
No, but we know what you mean. You're saying a stoppage in the ninth, TKO
yes.
Mayweather, correct?
All right. Yes.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with third round KO, like I said from the beginning. Third round KO, Connor.
Is that real?
You, Tony? What are you, Tony?
Okay, all right. Let's be honest, guys. All right, seriously.
He's gonna be the bigger fighter.
I'm not saying.
Did you see him today?
All right,
did you see him today against McGregor or against Mayweather? He looked huge. Go ahead, Tony.
You know what, guys? You guys may be right, and I might be
Dead
crazy.
Man walking.
I might be crazy, guys. I'm not kidding, but here, let's be honest, guys. This Conor McGregor has the same boxing record that I do, the same boxing record, guys. Let's be honest. And I was texting Proteus on this, you guys. Think about this question, honestly, you guys. This is going out to all three of you guys in the UFC. Because I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch a lot of Cage Warriors. So in the UFC, how many times have you seen Conor McGregor with his devastating left hand knock out a fighter in the UFC? How many times have you seen that, guys? I'm going to count to ten, three, and you guys go. One, two, three.
Three. TKO, though. TKO. That was the TKO.
All right, guys. Let me ask you this.
He knocked out Aldo.
That's right. He knocked out Aldo in 13 seconds. 13. All right, guys. Let me ask you another question, guys. With that devastating left hand that we've seen that seems to be stronger, apparently, from everybody's memory than Francis Ngannou's and Anthony Rumble Johnson, let me ask you this about that devastating left hand. How many seconds does a boxer get when they get knocked down?
10.
An eight,
10.
An eight second standing count.
That's a 10 or 8?
They get an 8 to standing count to recover, and if they don't recover an 8, they get a 10 and they're out.
That's right.
All right, realistically, how many seconds do they really get? Anyone that's seen boxing? 12?
8.
13? 13.
Okay, I see your
no,
point.
No, honestly, all right. So you guys are telling me that someone that's never fought before is going to knock out.
You're telling me there's a chance.
Right. You're telling me there's a chance. I don't know, guys. I could be crazy.
No, you're not crazy, Tony.
10 years. 10 years he did loss. He got knocked out in 13 seconds.
You're not crazy, Tony.
Eddie Alvarez was a multi-time champion in every single organization he has smoking. You know?
Yeah. You're not crazy, Tony. Fight. Keep speaking.
It's all right,
I could be wrong, guys.
Everybody thinks Mayweather's going to win.
That's
make
right.
Make the safe pick. The safe pick
that's
is
right.
Mayweather. Make it.
Yes, okay, well, let me throw something in this mix. Right.
Nobody throw anything else into the mix. Tony is going to give his pick, and we're going to go home and go to sleep. I have a show in the morning.
You know what? I'll fight you.
I will fight you too.
Go ahead,
from North Carolina.
All right, guys. So listen, all conventional logic tells you that it's going to be Mayweather. I am picking Mayweather as a stoppage only because we've seen Conor give up before, guys. And I think after the third or fourth round, I think he's going to be out of gas. If Mystic Mac really is, and I'm riding the fence here just a bit, he's got to do it in the first 2 to 3 rounds, guys. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. I don't see that happening. I think Mayweather gets it done, guys, and he gets it done in the eighth or the ninth as a stoppage because McGregor is going to give up just simply because he has no more fight in him, not because he's not a great fighter, not because he doesn't have that devastating left hand. Apparently, to every MMA guy's opinion, now stronger than Anthony Rumble Johnson's left hand. All right, guys, I got it out. All right,
hey,
any parting words before we're out?
Yes. What happens if MMA instincts kick in and he throws a kick or something? What would happen?
He's not throwing a kick. Let's stop that. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
$20 million.
Tony, go
it's
on.
On the contract.
Tony.
$20 million. It's
please.
On the contract. That's what it's going to cost him.
All right, guys. Let's get the heck out of here.
He's not throwing a Superman punch. He's not throwing a knee. He's not throwing any of that shit. Boxing.
All right, shout out to Conor McGregor. I am a Conor McGregor fan. I just don't see it, guys.
Love you,
fam. So shout out to Conor McGregor, because there can only be one. Listen to tomorrow night, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. my time.
Early.
Proteus will talk to the one and only John Gooden. UFC's Fight Passes, yes. John Gooden. Of course, the great
what
John Gooden, by the way. Shout out to Cervello. You know what? You didn't get the read-in, Proteus, so we'll get that in early. Of course, daily I try to do the MMA Minute. That's not happening, clearly. Wednesday night, we're back on schedule, guys, with Smack My Picks Up. Thursday night, usually... I'm watching Julia Budd. Thursday nights, of course, Proteus is prime time, and of course, this week in MMA. Marco, get us out of here, Marco.
Okay,
hold on, we go ladies first. Sorry, we're gonna go you at the end. My bad, Pammy.
Okay, well,
your version
hey,
of-
I missed you guys, so it's good to chat. Have a great weekend, y'all. Everyone in Texas, y'all stay safe. Milk and bread, and bring those pets in. We'll talk Thursday. I mean Wednesday. Oops, yeah, Wednesday. Bye.
What? All my exes live in Texas. Proteus.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, it's very good to speak to you guys again. I appreciate you guys inviting me at the very last minute to be on this show. I appreciate that. Listen, tomorrow, John Gooden and I are going to break down UFC Rotterdam. We're also going to get to know a little bit more about John. He's a very, very accomplished individual, and I hope you guys tune in for that. Oh, I'm sure he's going to want to talk Mayweather and McGregor. Anyways, thank you very much,
excited.
Tony. Good morning, Vietnam!
Marco, get us out of here, Marco!
Yeah, Proteus, fake it till you make it. You're killing it with all the interviews. I love them. Follow Tony at DJ Tony. Follow Pam at Pandora Box. Follow Proteus at Proteus. Follow me at Maldo Marco. Follow the podcast at Another MMA Cast. Play on reviews, knuckleheads. We need the reviews. Enjoy the fight tomorrow for the ones that are watching. You know, you got to root for the MMA guys. With that, I'll leave you guys. Catch you guys next week.
Love y'all.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfucker.
We have one more.
Everybody's on steroids.